Well, this is it. Beginning of Tales of the Whales. Not feeling too good this morning, I must admit. I'm having a few breathing issues.
Yes, you've not been feeling too well this week, have you?
No. Sorry, calm down. No, not you.
No, no, it's not me. It's
we have the dogs who want to be part of it on the...
She just wanted to be a bit of cuddle. That's
on the
fine.
Bed at the moment, yeah. And that's none of us.
So this is where you have to say, like, this is our podcast about people with cancer.
Those people like me who have cancer, and people like Lady W here who are looking after people who have it.
So this week, I've had quite an exciting week because I got to wheelchair you around the hospital, which was quite entertaining. For a start.
Yeah, go on.
Finding a wheelchair is like, they're like gold dust. Yeah. You managed to track one down, had to fight off a few people, but I got it. Took me a while to realise, well, in fact, Andy had to tell me that it's a lot easier to push without the brakes on.
Yeah, it was funny.
But then once we got going, it was fine. Apart from I did, because we were going to the hospital for a CT scan, which you did have, very well done.
Well, I nearly didn't, but that's another story.
But on the way out, I did make the mistake of pushing you through the ladies' changing rooms.
Oops. Yeah.
And luckily, there was no ladies in there.
With everything that's going on, I thought, oh, golly, here's me in a wheelchair, in a ladies'. Luckily, I was not in charge. But
no, you're being pushed by a lady. But
yeah, yeah.
Luckily, there was no ladies in there changing, because that would have been a bit of a major faux pas on my behalf.
Yeah, because of my breathing, getting a scan, you've got to lie down flat. And I find that really difficult. I don't know. It's got worse, hasn't it, in a matter of weeks, just the way I'm being affected by it. Hopefully, I will have a little respite. I mean, you never know, do you?
No, but this last week, you've not been too good.
No.
Been lots of sleeping.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I'll get up, go into the living room, sit down and fall back asleep.
And you've been feeling a bit more sick.
Yeah.
So, but we've got the hospice ladies coming to see us for a home visit to reassess you on Tuesday. And she might be able to tweak the medicines that you're on to maybe help with the sickness. And
well, that would be very nice of her to tweak me.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think you need a little bit of tweaking. It's time for a tweak.
And I managed to work last night.
You did?
I didn't get into bed until about 2:30, 2:45.
Really, you didn't wake me or the dogs up at all coming in and whatever. So these are super good guard dogs.
They go mad.
No, they didn't wake up.
Well, no, but I mean, if they do.
No, I was being sarcastic.
Yeah, no, I know.
Because the car drove into the drive and then you came in the front door, potted about a bit, and they didn't notice.
They didn't notice at all. But if they had noticed, what I was trying to say, that we've woken up the whole village.
Yeah, but they didn't, and that's the point. A guard dog that just sleeps through the intruder isn't really a good one.
Well, they don't. Oh, that one's even going fast asleep. But yeah, it's strange because you'd think I've been terminally diagnosed for 5 years now, and people say, "Well, you look fine," because I'm not losing any weight. In fact, quite the reverse in many cases. Because you just assume you get cancer, you become incredibly thin. Well, I was at the beginning, which is how everybody knew I wasn't well, got hiccups. Really and truly. But as long as you enjoy, I mean, it's embarrassing. We did got hold of this mobility. And ever since we got this mobility scooter, on Facebook and WhatsApp and everything, all I get are adverts for them.
That's because you searched for it.
Oh, right.
On Amazon or something, didn't you? You were looking for one.
Well, I found what I... Can we stop sending me... Now they're sending me chairlifts.
Have you been looking at those then?
Well, one came up and I had a look at it.
Oh, well, there you are then.
But some of them are...
As long as they're not sending you funeral plans, it's okay.
I'll do that as well.
I think it's just the time of day that you watch TV and stuff that they put those adverts on.
Well, the funeral ones, they're going mad, aren't they, during the day TV with funeral adverts. possess all the old knackered ones. We must sit there and watch TV all day.
I do not. You do. I fall asleep.
I don't see it at all.
Oh, no, but you do put it on as soon as you get up until you go to sleep.
Great coffee, that. I don't know what you're doing to improve the coffee, but it's really good.
It's my secret ingredient.
What? What is it? Oh, secret.
Yes.
How stupid of me.
Very sophisticated, but
yeah,
delicious coffee, mate.
So next week we're going to talk to the hospice lady, and then the week after next we're going to find the results of the scan, which we're not really holding out much hope for. But if I could do something to alleviate my bad breathing, that would be great.
Well, maybe the hospice lady will give you some home oxygen kit or something.
Something like that. But, I mean, it's just getting up, getting dressed, need to sit down, have a little rest.
Also, you're having another problem, which is you've swollen up around the ankles and feet area. So shoes have become a problem. Getting your shoes on. He had to go out in his Crocs last night.
I was so embarrassed.
Sitting there looking all professional with his Crocs on under the table.
Yeah, you wouldn't know. And scruffy old pair of, what do they call them, lounge pants or jogging bottoms?
Jobbers, yeah.
Yeah, which I just couldn't be bothered to change.
Yeah, from the waist down, there's a different appearance.
Oh, thanks, babe. Yeah, but I mean, you reckon it's fluid retention, which is all part of kidney problem anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, your kidney function's not very good at the moment, so that could be a reason, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
That's just me guessing. We'll ask the professionals.
No, you are semi-professional.
But I don't know if you can have a diuretic if you've got not very good functioning kidneys. But we'll ask the lady.
Yeah.
She'll know.
Because they wouldn't give me the dye that you often have when you have a scan.
Your contrast dye.
Yeah. They said my kidneys were not functioning well enough to have that. But, you know, these, by the way, are all things...
Especially if you've only got one.
Well, that's another good point, yeah. Yeah. And if you go and have your kidneys checked out and find out that they should be around about 90. And I think mine was, what, 20-something or
21.
And they won't give you anything like the dye unless you're over 30.
It was a really cool gadget they had to test it, though, wasn't it? They just took some blood and then he put it into a little handheld gadget, and it told him what your kidney function was.
And a really good
failed
guy.
Failed the test.
Yeah, a really good guy doing the blood. He had the shakes.
Bless him.
Yeah.
He had a little issue.
Yes. He had a little issue.
He was very sweet and jolly, though.
And
but he did have tremors in his arms, which was a little bit worrying.
And I didn't feel it at all.
What, his tremors?
He probably
didn't even get the needle in.
Oh, he did, look. He got the needle in to get the blood out. Of course he got it in. But it's left, because of the blood thinners, that seems to be the thing that does some more obvious damage to me than anything else. Just blow on my arm and I get a bruise.
You're a delicate little thing.
I am. I think we should go and take the dogs so they can have a run around.
That's a bit of a random...
I know. I was just looking out and the sun was shining. You said it was raining.
Well, it was raining when I just went to the post office.
Oh, right. Okay.
Anyway, so have we got anything else to report? Not really.
No, it's going the way it goes. I'm afraid...
We're not doing anything wild for the Easter weekend because wild things are not really an option at the moment.
I'm hoping for my birthday, which is a few weeks away, we could go and spend the night in the hotel we got engaged in.
That would be lovely.
I think I would like to do that. And then all the things that, you know, we've done loads of things over the last 5 years.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it was a year since your MBE day.
Yeah.
What a brilliant day that was.
That was a good day.
Cheers, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie, for lending us your car.
And everything.
Yes.
Being the best mate anyone could want.
Yeah. I mean, time just goes really quickly.
Mm.
Because I suppose every day is fairly similar. And I know when I'm going to work or we're going to the hospital or whatever, I kind of look forward to those. Oh, that is terrible, isn't it?
We could do other things, but whenever I suggest anything else, you never want to.
Oh, no, that was only one I did. I really didn't feel very good.
In fact, I did have to very much encourage you to come to the hospital. You would have cancelled had I not bullied you into it.
I did. I really felt like cancelling and not going.
God, what was hilarious at the hospital was, I don't know if we've mentioned it before, but there was a piano there.
Oh,
and
God.
There was a previous time we've been a man playing beautiful,
lovely
concertos,
music. Yeah.
And it was very moving and very pleasant. Yesterday, or Thursday, or whatever day, there was, I don't know if he'd escaped from a psychiatric ward or something, but he was a fully grown elderly man playing the piano as if it, you know, how like a 5-year-old has a good old plinky plonk up one end, down the
but
other.
But he wasn't playing it, he was just hitting the bloody.
Yeah, he was
keys.
Just plinky plonky. But the thing is, it went on for hours.
Yeah.
It just kept going. I mean, when he went in for your scan, he was still going when we came out of the ladies' changing rooms.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
I know. It was actually quite stressful. It wasn't relaxing, was it?
No, and I wanted to go over and...
You did want to have a word, but luckily you were in the wheelchair. Unless I pushed you, you couldn't get there.
Yeah, that was a bit of an annoyance.
Because if you tried walking, you would have been so out of breath by the time you got to him, you wouldn't have been able to turn him off.
Yeah. Oh, dear, oh, dear. You've got to laugh.
Maybe somebody just woke up and thought, you know what, I'm going to go to the hospital and have a good old plinky plonk on that piano and upset everybody today.
No, I don't think he even realised that he was doing it.
Don't you?
I don't. I think he was in a world of his own because he kept turning around to people sitting in the waiting area and clapping and trying to get them to give him applause, which I thought was, oh dear. And then they said 35-minute delay on getting the scan. And the next thing I knew, they asked...
So we went and got a coffee, and then they went, oh, called your name. So, like, you have to try and... Driving a wheelchair with two hot coffees was tricky.
That was a funny, entertaining day from another point of
this
view.
This is what we've been reduced to, that we have... This is our fun day out.
Yeah.
This is what we find fun in, wheelchairs and...
And then I suggested that we go... a different way back to the car, me still in the wheelchair. And the wheelchair wasn't a good one. It was one which had a mind of its own.
It wasn't too bad, actually. It's just I'm not the best driver. I do have trouble with negotiating doors whilst wheelchairing. But luckily there's normally somebody around to do that bit to help.
But this was quite a flagged, you know, had uneven surfaces outside. And we kept going into the wall.
Well, yes.
Although when we were inside, I used my walking stick to super propel us.
Yes, we were going a bit faster than I was able to keep up with you using your walking stick as some kind of canoe paddle.
we must be careful. So anyway, we're not out of it yet, but over 120 programs a go or 120 podcasts. Everybody does a podcast. It's the new form of broadcasting.
Anyway, I think it's time to wind it up now.
I think you're probably right.
I think we're starting to get on the verge of, I'm getting bored now, so everyone else must be.
Yeah, and I'd like another coffee.
Okay, I can do that and some breakfast for you.
So have a good week, and remember, you just have to go with the flow.